Good evening. Last week we looked at the 103rd verse of Lama Chöpa, which is on the perfection of patience. And in the verse it expressed that if any being within the entirety of samsara in any of the three realms begets anger at me or harms me in any way, may my mind stay undisturbed and I respond not in kind but only to benefit them.
And
tonight we'll continue from the next verse, which is on the perfection of joyous perseverance, verse
104.
Please bless me to complete the perfection of joyous perseverance by striving with compassion for supreme enlightenment, not getting discouraged, even if I must remain for an ocean of eons in the fiery hells of Avicii for every sentient
being.
This verse is within the section of the perfection, so it's specifically about the trainings of bodhisattvas. Here, in this verse, what is being expressed is the strength of commitment, the strength of courage that a bodhisattva generates. From the moment that a bodhicitta is uncontrived, a bodhisattva has committed to striving to become a Buddha in order to guide all sentient beings without exception to achieve their own enlightenment. And as they train along the paths, this commitment to work for others becomes ever deeper set within them. This verse refers to the particular courage that a bodhisattva has and develops within them, that for whomever, wherever, and in whatever way they will be there to help beings. And the reference is that the deeper meaning is that there is no hardship that is too much for a bodhisattva. There is no hardship that would serve to discourage a bodhisattva from being there for sentient beings, even only one. So we have the word here in our final line, for every sentient being. So this should rather be understood as for each and every sentient being, or for even one sentient being. So therefore, the bodhisattva won't discard even one being. It would never seem too much effort to work extensively to benefit merely one or only one sentient being. And so too here, the reference to an ocean of eons, this makes clear the extent of time that bodhisattvas are committed to work for others from the very outset. Moreover, just to emphasize again, it's not only for large groups or selected individuals, but for every being, no matter who they are, no matter what circumstance. Even if the bodhisattva has to go into the hell where suffering is most intense, that of avici, or in English, the hell of relentless torment. So a bodhisattva would willingly, without any hesitation, do whatever it takes for any sentient being in any circumstance. This verse is on the bodhisattva practice of joyous perseverance. This mind of joyous perseverance is a mind that takes delight, always joyful, in engaging in virtue or in developing virtuous qualities. So this is a mind of great effort, but is joyous whilst engaging in virtue. So for example, with the commitment to do whatever it takes for whichever being in any circumstance, the bodhisattva would engage in virtuous activities with a mind of delight, perhaps offering generosity even of their body, or teaching the Dharma in any circumstance, or giving advice where relevant, as well as engaging in for example, repeated reflection on emptiness. The bodhisattva, due to engaging in virtue, would take delight. They have committed to striving to become a Buddha in order to help all beings become a Buddha. And whilst they are striving on the path to become a Buddha, every opportunity they have to help others, they will embrace that opportunity, and they'll embrace it with delight. Therefore, they will never be overwhelmed by the enormity of the task that they have undertaken, No situation, no individual will be too difficult to overwhelm or to discourage a bodhisattva. And even when challenging circumstances or individuals are encountered, the joy and the determination or the perseverance will only grow in the bodhisattva. So for us, we know this is not the case. All too often, certain circumstances are seen as too difficult, too much, not really worthwhile. And in this way, we are discouraged. We turn away from helping. All too often, we may think, oh, this is too small, too much effort for too small an outcome. A bodhisattva would never think in that way. A bodhisattva would even remain in the hell realms for eons for the sake of a single being. As is so often the case, the verses shouldn't be necessarily taken literally, but we must use our wisdom. So if we were to ask ourselves, would a bodhisattva really, for one single sentient being, remain in hells for eons? Well, probably not. So then why is this illustration explicitly mentioned here? This is to illustrate to us the strength of mind, the courage that a bodhisattva has, that this is the bodhisattva ideal, this is the attitude they'd have combined with wisdom. So therefore, we don't take the illustration literally, but what we do take is a strength of mind that is required for a bodhisattva. But a bodhisattva certainly would choose birth wherever they could be of benefit, whether amongst gods, whether amongst animals, whether amongst spirits. Wherever they could be of benefit, that's where they would take rebirth. That being said, it's certainly conceivable that bodhisattvas would take rebirth in the hells in order to help beings accumulate virtue. Due to having developed concentration, thereby having emanations, an emanation would appear in the hells in where there was the opportunity to help a being trapped in those hellish confines to create virtue, and thereby to create the causes to be reborn out of the hells. So it certainly is conceivable that a bodhisattva's emanation would appear in the hells in order to help others. Certainly where the causes exist, the bodhisattvas will emanate to benefit. But for example, it's entirely conceivable they may emanate amongst a mob of kangaroos, perhaps and would do so in a form that the kangaroos could relate to and not be frightened of. So as another kangaroo, perhaps as a powerful one, that could protect them from danger or could guide them to a place where there is a bountiful food, despite perhaps there being a famine. So in this way, bodhisattvas will appear wherever the causes exist to benefit beings in the most appropriate manner. The bodhisattva, or the being who has generated uncontrived bodhicitta in their continuum, the bodhisattva, they will have a courageous mind, as referenced here. So they would not, as we see in the third line, get discouraged, or in the newer translation in the fourth line, would never tire in helping others. They would find no circumstance too overwhelming for them. Whatever the circumstance, for whatever the duration of time, they will be there for sentient beings because they have committed to helping each and every sentient being without exception, and for whatever duration of time it takes to guide them all to enlightenment. Therefore, even an expansive period of time, oceans of eons, will not seem overwhelming to a bodhisattva. They will not weary from such a task, will become discouraged. Their compassion will never tire because of the strength of their commitment.
Ningdup de
The way for us to, amongst the ways to relate to this verse, for ourselves to relate to this verse, is to look at our response when we have the opportunity to help others, especially in ways that may seem small or trivial, or ways that challenge us in areas that we are uncomfortable with. For example, something simple like offering food to the hungry or water to the thirsty in a time of scarcity when we ourselves don't have an abundance. What is our response? Or similarly, when the weather's not so good and we have the opportunity to help others, the thought will arise, well, it's a little cold, maybe not right now. Or if you have an opportunity to enter into a month-long retreat, but you think, oh, a month of daily meditation, that's a little too much for me. And in this way, we end up being discouraged by small obstacles. What we need to develop is the courageous heart of a bodhisattva that's described here.
The Nanda Jayanga, Gomjeda, Jiki, Jelly Pamba Juare, Yamaja Delia, Sancho Gobon Toyalia, Sancho, Sanji Chanchu Tobia de Delia, Begala, Gabo, Huji, Denisha, but Begia, Wore, Sambigi, Gala, Chungro Mato, Mandinigi, and Gio de Ungo, Mares, my own body, so Nichi Ungares.
The newer translation is a little more accurate on the point Geshe has just made. So looking at the final line in the newer translation, that out of compassion untiringly strives for supreme enlightenment. So this is in the older translation, by striving with compassion for supreme enlightenment, never getting discouraged. What is being described here is this courageous heart of a bodhisattva, which, and again reading the newer translation, that out of compassion untiringly strives for supreme enlightenment. This is what we should aspire to develop within ourselves, an attitude that takes joy, that delights in every opportunity we encounter to help others, both those opportunities where we can directly help others, as well as those where we indirectly help others, including through our own spiritual development. The courageous heart of a bodhisattva delights in each of these opportunities.
Then I just embody the Sanjay Koban, Tobe, Tobar, Toba, Dian, Sanjay Koban, Toya, Dian, Karachin, Tugor, Togor, Sene, Sene, Dumasa, then Digi Dubia, Shengi Chedu, Sanjay Koban, Toku, to Sempe, Tobar, Dugorva, Tobar, Chigorva, that Shengi Chuda Mayana, Sosugi, Digi, some Davana, Tarba, some Tuna, that Tarba, Tuna, Digorva, then Digi Chasan. Top two gora ganga unise tarwa. Tisna da sanji gopan toba de janjub choks, the janjub delangangi janjub chumo da dinda chembo choks, the sanji gopan de janjub choks yurwa. Tis sanji gopan toba duba dia, simjing you don't add toba du gores. Tisna simjing doing it toba duba di niji wongi. Simjing duha da dana sebe niji di wongi. That ding dungal javala, tablam ne sanji gopan toku du simbe di wongi chebaza.
The term we have of supreme enlightenment is used to make clear that it's not referring to the enlightenment of individual liberation of a hero or solitary realizer, but the enlightenment of a bodhisattva. In other words, Buddhahood. This is the goal. Here, we should remind ourselves of the meaning of the words that we often recite, that we are striving for Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. This is really the attitude to have. We are not striving for our own happiness. We are striving for the happiness of others. We are striving for the happiness of others. We are making effort. We are persevering for the happiness of others. This is our purpose in all our endeavors, is to create the causes for others to achieve lasting, stable happiness. This is our motivation. And with such a motivation, when it is genuinely developed, one will never tire from engaging in direct or indirect virtuous activities. One will never become wary of because of the becoming daunted by the task that we've accepted. Everything we do will be done with a clear understanding. This is not for my happiness. This is for all beings. As with other verses in this section, it concludes with what we have in the first line, with an address to one's Lama, Lama and Yidam. Please bless me to complete the perfection of joyous perseverance. In other words, inspire me, guide me, not just to generate it, not just to generate joyous perseverance in a way that's abiding, but so that I develop it to the level of perfection. In other words, that I cultivate this virtuous quality until it becomes perfected with the attainment of Buddhahood. That is the request with which the verse concludes. This is an important meditation to engage in repeatedly over a sustained period, investigating whether the attainment of Buddhahood for oneself in order to help others, to guide others to a state freed of suffering, perhaps their own Buddhahood too, whether this really is the best objective to strive for, the best goal to strive for. Reflecting on this again and again, one will eventually give rise to a valid cognition that the attainment of Buddhahood is the very best goal for me to strive for in order to be of real benefit to others, to guide them to a state freed of suffering. When one does give rise to this understanding with a valid cognition, gaining a realization of this, one will then be giving rise to this, the courageous heart of a bodhisattva, where our compassion will never wane, where our energy to benefit others and our strength of mind will never wane, and we'll never tire. And this, when we develop such a courageous heart, nothing will be beyond us. Nothing will be beyond us. All will be held close. All will be cherished. Again, if you were to take this 104th verse too literally, a doubt would arise. Even if I must remain for an ocean of eons in the fiery hells of Avicii for every sentient being. The doubt that may arise is, but hang on, joyous perseverance relates solely to delighting in persevering in virtue. Remaining in hell, how is that virtuous? And that would be a valid doubt. Here, we need to look more deeply. Why would a bodhisattva give rise to such an aspiration? Is because they know that if they were to take rebirth or to manifest in a particular environment, they would do so only where they can be of benefit to others. And being of benefit to others, this is virtuous, and their mind takes delight in that. So therefore, where the bodhisattva does choose to appear in adverse circumstances, even rebirth in the hell of relentless torment, they would do so knowing that they can be of benefit. That is the purpose for them appearing anywhere, engaging in any activity, to be of benefit. And being of benefit then to suffering mother beings causes delight to arise in their mind. In order to bring them to this point, they need to have generated the valid cognizer that I referred to in the previous segment, this clear understanding that enlightenment is indispensable for myself so that I can guide others to a state freed of suffering. And therefore, eons do not seem daunting. Any adverse circumstance does not seem off-putting. And thereby, all challenges can be readily overcome.
Easily overcome. 당하기 차그레 지투 말해서 내가 춘난 준 배 장마디 차그레 나란 차그레 인생이디 조투사 말에 삼반은 즐거워 말어 다 괜히 교배하기 빼다디 코교 모두 코교야 빼 하고 다 코교 없던 빼 하고 와 삼백이 준비 숙심 부지에 춘난 바긴 하차나 가야 말았음 비기 직 바지 파스 두신에 삼다지 조실 거라 쇠비님 리워다 카차야 될래 쇠바지 쇠지네 강강아 차야 디가스네 가요 말했음 별로에 다주 쇠네 안 되는 바 무슨 라렌다 비디 지 고교고로 저는 데려 데니기 준주 좀 지고 심진 지 데니기 교배가래 교야 강한 지요래 데 강한 디로 쇠비 쇠비 님네 리고래 디교비기 교비기 준주 님네 니가 님네 리고래 나 데려 가려서는 심진이 소 교바로 와다 소 교바인자 Jimbi Yamil, you want to be Jimbi, because Jimbi de la Mijibi Chimpasio, Jesus Simjin, Shen Sessolo, Joba, the Mijibi Chimpa, Jimbi Yamil, you are. Just not done, Hansugi, and Deshash and a Dang Hansu, Oteba, usual call Karsina, Jesus, Sambata, and Nana, called Sewa, some Jidu, Karsina, Jesus, and some Sewa, some Nigo, that Nigo, Jogo, some Pesente, called Shula, Sutumi Yamil, you are. Penny Giana Cora Carcina Jesus and Pass Usos, Nana Cosina Chigayana Jesus and Bepa Lucia Venoco, Langanju Chigi, Colia, Gangadilia, Yugo Marges, and the Nigita Gangadi, Yugoods and Besam Liondu, Najuke Kaji, Sem Shalia, Gazore, Shay Luetangi, Samlo de Pa, Sungorwa, Sungodu, and Pachi Lale de Tudum Meligore. Gentilia, Jimbi Yamin Gidu. Jimba
That's further encouragement that you include choice perseverance in your meditation. I'll give an illustration of how choice perseverance serves to help other perfections and how they actually work together in a single illustration. If we were perhaps to be on a riverbank in the springtime, and it's a wide river filled with fast-flowing icy cold water, perhaps coming from a melting glacier, and we hear a cry of someone drowning in the middle of the river, here we are faced with a choice of what to do. Because this water is icy cold. The air temperature is also going to be icy cold. Perhaps there's even a wind blowing. So here we are faced with a choice. A mother sentient being is in grave danger. Here, should we bring together the minds of choice, perseverance, and other good qualities, we will be able to deal with the circumstance and be of benefit to others. Because before us is an opportunity to practice the generosity of fearlessness, of saving a being in distress. But to be able to engage in this practice of joyous perseverance, we need to overcome the adverse circumstance of icy water and perhaps cold weather. So that requires a practice of patience in dealing with adverse circumstances, one's mind staying undisturbed. Because if the mind is disturbed, more likely the self-cherishing will dominate, and thereby our ethics will be suppressed. Whereas if joyous perseverance arises, recognizing the opportunity to practice generosity, we'll take delight in this opportunity. This will aid our patience in dealing with the adverse circumstances. Our mind will stay undisturbed, and thereby we will be able to know that the ethical response is to help this suffering mother sentient being. And readily, we'll make a plan and we'll help this mother sentient being. So in this way, in this one instance, we have choice perseverance, patience, ethical restraint, and generosity all working together.
Adine zada ngang jugi da deshi ngang de chenju semba nam ju dus parsin yam ne ngo ra she de da ngang zo de le ya ga re ne ji la lan ta gu gor sin ne da ngang zo ne da ngang jugi ben ne a o da sem je xian le ya pen be zhu ten be ya wo wa sem bi ge jian le ya jian ba dan ning jie qi gong bai ne be ya wo le di jian jin ne gen gomba le tene ngana julia shen le rogba che tuya dan pandu chuk tuya yungduwa sanpeke dene ge shen le jamba dan zewe nyi je gomtu le pe yakure sanpa yakure sanpa na dai gawa gaiwe sanpa zhewe sanpa chewe di zun zhuruwa yakure sanpa ten yana si shen le ya jimba dan tsurim la susu yu tsurim sunya de shen le tsewe ki pangbe che tsurim sunwa pe yakure sanpeke ta tsurim sunya du ndigi lunga ge jebe tone xianle minyo ba da xianle manyo ba ji gong gor ji ba yakur ya san bi ge sam ta wei ne ta ji nga ju ge di ru wa chu zun ju gong gor wa chi da da ta xian ge dun da le ya an ji ji nyam len je ya re na ka le ga ji ka le ma su ba ji ku da ba ji tue ji nga ju ge nyam len je ya re chu ju ya re ta nga ju ge ji su su gom ja re ji tue ba yakur ya san ba ne yun de re de le de ne yun de re san bi ge yakur ya san ba na de ga yu san ba de di yakur ya san ba de zun ju cha ru wa da ga zhe we san ba ji da dang ge sim jian tam ji ge di na xin a du sam da de zun de 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 ne dang ha ji ne ta jian yu san ba nam ju du xin ne nyam len nang go de zang ge ne sim jian tam ji ge dun da le kāngā kācī kāna kākī simchīyā tāngchī dūngā jīngī sēvā chīgīn dī sēvā tūndī bēyā gūrē sāmpī kī sāmpī tāngbāyī nā lā dī ngā dūk zhūn rūyū simchīyā tāngchī kī dūndā lāngī sāngchī gōpā tōtūgā tōpā chīgīn dī tōpāyī nā bēyā gūrē sāmpī kī sāmpī tāngbāyī nā dī dī ngā dūk zhūn rūyū nyamlān chā gūrūwā dī ngā dūk sāmpī tāngwā dī chā gūrūwā bē ngā dūk jīmbē nyamlān chē tūyā chē dī bēyā gūrē sāyā dā yā gūrē sāmpī kī dī pāntō chīmbō rī mī shēn lī yā pāntō rūbī yā dā shēn yī dūngā sī yā dī bē yā gu rī yā sāng bī sāng dā yā dā jāmbā dā yīng jī gu mī dā bē yā gu rī yā sāng bī dī yā gu rī yā sāng bā dī nā dā dī zun rī rī dī yā gu rī yā gā sē sāng dā bī dī yī jīng jī dā dī jē yā gī yā gu rī yā sāng nā dī jē yā gī dā nyī rī dū bā lī gī dūwā bī nā dī jē mō dī yā dī jī wū shū yō rī yā sāng bī sāng dā bī nā dī lī yā jē mō dī yā gī dū nyā jī gī dū bā lī gō rī sā jī dī lū dō nī bē yā gu yā rī sāng bī nā Dele joye dunye dumbali gore, dunye dumbali na dele tu gorewa. Di nashi di, tinganze jam nyingi gomne yakbore sampa ina, di yakbore sampa yon du, dele dunye dumbali gore. Dunye dumbali di di gomya la zun gore. Di gomya zun yon da, so suki, si muti na ya 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 jodhu gore. Da nga zuki du shi na, samdanya di, di re. Chizan simche tamche ki dunda li ya, da nga nyewe dunga, kasi nyongi na, ngay nyongi yin de, nyong tumne di, ba yakbore dunga se ya la, Panto chi tupinde panto chi baya kura sanpa yana dhiruwa. Chi inay da, yana chi ngusu lalain tajwe kapla, ta simchen tamche kyo tonda liya ngay kalye katana soo yana taana taana chukne chi yana kura sanpa yana gomku kura te inay dini ki nyinga ruye na tuyo sto kura mato ngay zunri chi kyo sin pa ji yakura sanpa yana soo yana yonra kiruwa. Chi zanti kut yana chi ngana chi kyo pene chunala simchen tamche kyo tonda liya ngay Men ala dhuyana dhuyin san pige shengi dunga se dhuyata diki dhubwe nangi men ala dhuyana dhuyin san pige samna chi gommu yao di gommu gula te ina mechimbo nala ngosu dhuyo goya na siru gula dina susu gommu nyamna siya gopra kumarwa dhaya dhuyaya sin dhade dhubi ngosu lalan da tuya ki kalay khakurwa ta chungzwa chungzwa tungurma da chimbo di zid jizna dini ina ngadu ngosu lalan da ma tuya sem laya dhus chine jangdur che goya di
The way that we as very ordinary practitioners should relate to this verse or to utilize this verse is to recognize where we are engaging in virtue and to rejoice in doing so. So for example, when hearing teachings or engaging in meditation, to rejoice at having this opportunity. And when engaging in meditation on joyous perseverance and recalling or engaging in a role play similar to the illustration I've just given of helping a suffering being in drowning in a river, generate joy at one day being able to help in these opportunities. And when in one's own daily life, one is enabled to engage in virtuous activities, helping others, generate joy that one has done so. So both in meditation, as well as in one's daily life, wherever one is engaging in virtue, recognizes delight in what one is doing. And when one is perhaps engaging in a role play in meditation, or if one sees a news event and a thought arises to help, but where one recognizes that it would be too difficult for me, recognize that and generate the aspiration. May I develop further so that certain circumstances, perhaps running into a burning building that I find too difficult now, may I gain the skill so that even such an obstacle doesn't impede my ability to help others. And with these meditations, and certainly in actual interactions with others, we need to utilize the perfections together, or the trainings together, as in the previous illustration, in particular, for example, that of patience, because this ensures our mind stays undisturbed in the face of adversity. Thereby, we can utilize our wisdom, compassion, and love to help others skillfully, because the practitioner needs to be skilled and knowing their limitations, and knowing that in certain circumstances, for now, they need to decline. They cannot help in a particular way, and they need to decline. And when they do so, recognize the limitations, generate the aspiration to endeavor and to persevere in my spiritual development, so that right now, what I find daunting, right now, what I find challenging, it doesn't exist in that way from its own side. It will not, therefore, always be too challenging for me. I need to develop the required skills so that nothing holds me back. Nothing is too difficult. Here, the skill or the talent that is utilized in society that we need to emulate is that of skilled marketers. They will create a social experience to be enjoyable, so that people who engage with it delight in what they are doing, and therefore will come again, will persevere and come again. We need to do that for ourselves, both on the meditation cushion, in our other expressions of religious practice, as well as in our daily life. We need to recognize our skills and delight in them, and where we find challenges too daunting, recognize that and develop the enthusiasm to develop ourselves further so that all current limitations we can break down. This is how we relate to this. So that where we find ourselves being overwhelmed by suffering, being overwhelmed by obstacles, recognizing that this is temporary, it doesn't need to define us, and by striving ever more, those current obstacles, we will no longer find them overwhelming. Current adverse circumstances or suffering will no longer impede us. For now, yes, but that's okay. But it doesn't need to be like that. Always. We just need to continue in our spiritual development.
That in mind, that's something he passing it to share. That Jinguyen number in Jambani. Chugun dimbe tong be ne lu la, zizi nyambar zu be ding zin yi, sendan parshin tobar jing yi lo se.
Coming to the 105th verse on the perfection of concentration. Please bless me to complete the perfection of concentration, abandoning the faults of dullness, agitation and distraction, through single-pointed concentration on the nature of phenomena, which is their emptiness of true existence. looking at the first two lines. So here the newer translation perhaps is a little easier because it's a little mixed in the older translation. But anyway, maybe trying the older translation first. Looking at the second and the fourth line, abandoning the faults of dullness, agitation, and distraction on the nature of phenomena, which is the emptiness of true existence. So what this is trying to express is that the object for the mind of concentration is the emptiness of all phenomena, the emptiness of true existence for the nature of all phenomena, which is well expressed in the new translation. Upon the nature of reality of all phenomena, their lack of true existence. And in order to be able to realize emptiness of all phenomena, to realize the emptiness of true existence of all phenomena, there are obstacles one needs to overcome. And those are dullness, agitation, and distraction.
那当然是你的了，有的了，东北人国家什么文化，他是你的有的了，有这么的，这是你被你讲吧，去年讲吧啦，有这么的，用心的。那他当然做派遣住院那年，他派遣什么东西派遣些，给些用的，你们这些给些的，第一个是他有的了，你们下是有的，这是你们是有的，有东北人的意思，第二确他们这，嗯，你们准备动，你们准备动不动意的了，你们下过来，再来这是你过来些些。
In general, single point of concentration is placed on any object. But in the context of the perfections, it's referring specifically to emptiness. The meditative equipoise on the emptiness of all phenomena, or the empty nature of all phenomena. Then reading the last two lines, so it's a little mixed. I'll just retranslate the third line of the Tibetan. Through setting the meditative stabilization of single-pointed equipoise, and then the final line, please bless me to complete the perfection of concentration. So the newer translation is clearer for the third line, through the samadhi of single-pointed placement. But in brief, what the meaning of the third and fourth line is for seeking blessings from one's Lama and Yidam, to place one's mind in meditative equipoise, which it means single-pointed concentration on the empty nature of all phenomena. So as mentioned, then in this context that of bodhisattvas, their meditation is focused on emptiness. They will start out with developing the union of calm abiding. They'll focus on first realizing emptiness with calm abiding, thereafter the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, realizing emptiness inferentially, and eventually directly. And they will engage in this process of meditating on emptiness with calm abiding, and thereafter the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, repeatedly over a sustained period. And in this way, they perfect the perfection of concentration.
That's something dinge tomba yu tomba yin la zhe ji de ni bi dinge zhen di tenbu ro chi xiu ji ma le bai na ta zhe ji ne ba de le tu me bai na ta ma ji nyom mo ge za wa tian zhen ma ri ba di de le nian bo tian tu wa ro ji ba tu ge ma ro ga sen ne sem le dinge zhen tomba yin de lu nyu ba chi bu le tu ma di me le bai na tomba yin tian zhen le ya eng ji mo shen de tu me bai za ta tian zhen a zo san ji go ma tu ba le tian zhen bang gu wa le tian zhen bang ba la 东半夜多把咱们的电信棒吐过嘛东半夜多把人的东半夜都被落地与东半夜的这些都念念安吉帕这个念念电力给念被落地帕女把光年光都拍起来那电信棒过过过了棒过过人家安迪真是把咱们的东半夜都被都没被心里的压念压的过不过把这个问题的话他是
emphasize the meditation on emptiness, particularly on the context of calm abiding, is without being able to realize emptiness with the powerful stable mind of calm abiding and also with the meditative insight, the analytical mind, without being able to realize emptiness with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, the bodhisattva cannot eradicate the root cause of all suffering, the ignorance of true grasping. And without eradicating the ignorance of true grasping, Buddhahood cannot be achieved by the Bodhisattva. The goal of a Bodhisattva cannot be achieved. And therefore, in order to benefit others, in order to be of greatest benefit to others, the Bodhisattva has to realize emptiness with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight in order to eradicate the root cause of all suffering and progress towards
enlightenment. 但八十多的情况都过不下去，结果经过下去。第三的，经过你的，他定义的新的主要了，八十多的的，他第二的帮过过来就是说的，那俺就给他，俺就聊，就下面这就讲了，他就说。
For us who still aspire to develop single points of concentration, which is an indispensable mind to make all virtuous realizations deep and transformative, our primary obstacles are, as mentioned in the verse, so in the older translation, we have dullness and agitation, or the newer translation, sinking and agitation. And agitation we more normally know as excitement. So dullness and sinking on one hand, and excitement and agitation on the other. These are our primary obstacles to the development of calm abiding. And therefore, we need to abandon these.
第三，俺就是这个木巴山区，木巴，木巴山区，我来经过金华马来尼拉木巴山区，我木巴，等俺就有几辆公交车都是上大的，这边呢，俺就讲究上大公牌那的，那俺就开始公牌的就公交车，就搞个俺是的新年码头吧，咱码头吧，咱俺就是木巴里个的，木巴里是木巴山多些的公交的俩，这个绿的这。 甚至把几个头乌了去，就当俺那就雨地给怕，这个水乌没得个，拿他们到俺的水乌来没得，你苦要嘛嘞？在那也就都些对的呢，这个要嘛当都对的呢，雨地开始公布的，公布的雨地来水乌啦，跟水乌没得个，俺那就苏布达什么来的集体营业路去的，为那得了木瓜水，在那个什么的木瓜水过了，啊哈。
雨的来水雾去，三大的啊，雨的三大的这边的，他估计搞的起来，雨起来米就管不来呢，米也雨管没雨的水雾没得看，但那这个水雾没得看去，俺那好水雾是真码头啊，水雾没得看去，那那俺那苏布来，但不几号路去，三大苏布来，几号天天来去，天天去，要多少路去，天天越来越去，对了，天天给三路的来木瓜水过来的，木瓜水过来的。
before the mind of, how do we have it here, as of sinking arises, you have it sinking as both, sinking or dullness arises, one is also faced with the obstacle of lethargy. Lethargy is where the object is not held clearly, and the body and the mind are both heavy and dull. And with the object not being held clearly, and the body and mind being heavy or dull, one tends to also doze off, hence lethargy. It's from, well, if we're meditating and we start to feel a bit drowsy, then this is because we were already under the influence of lethargy, and this grew in strength to the point of drowsiness and wanting to sleep.
There's another
similar mind, that of laxity, which is what we have translated here as dullness. So laxity is where the object does appear clearly, whereas with lethargy, the object wasn't appearing clearly. So with laxity, whilst the object appears clearly, the mind is not strong. It's quite weak. And here, there is a great variety in a gradient in terms of the strength of laxity from coarse to subtle. So again, laxity is where the mind, the object does appear clearly, but the mind is weak. It's not at all strong. These two, lethargy and laxity, are severe impediments for the development of single pointed concentration. Because when one has developed single pointed concentration, the object will be held clearly and vividly with a mind that has great power. So, therefore, a mind of single pointed concentration is contrary to a mind under the influence of lethargy and laxity.
Then he kalaya poyo re sa da tema ni jo re medo dumra ya poyo de ne sam sam le so ba ne de so ane ko ba se di kap so ting ji ji da ji dang ne ju ge medo ni jo re sem be sam no ko rong ge ba re be di zam de ma che ma re da de ting ji le yu ji le ji ji du ne bi kap la du se de an de jin ji ne ge ting ji yu de ji ji ne ne jang bi kap de la sem di de ne shi yu ji le de ne ge le so ba ne ko ba si go re pa yu ji de yu cho shi le ba
The text also mentions agitation. So agitation is more commonly translated as excitement. So this refers to when the mind, whilst we're trying to develop single-pointed concentration, our mind is drawn to what we enjoy, such as beautiful sights or delicious tastes. So our mind is drawn to that, and this an excitement is related to attachment. So in general, thinking of a beautiful flower, for example, this is not excitement or agitation. But in this context, where one is trying to develop single-pointed concentration, and one's mind is drawn to, for example, a beautiful flower, then it is an obstacle to the development of single points of concentration, and it is an illustration of excitement.
That's 야비기 초들 파 초와드 지르와 다야 시간 저기 데니기 디니들 냠바 디콤베 갑라 샘디 샬야 마가위 삼로지 어디 미디 두자가라 샘비게 삼토르나 디 에네 디 디야 파셈 초송와레 파 초와레 디니 디나신 안 데니 데니기 아지게 나제 삼토네 초와윤 고레 콘도이 토네 초와윤 고레 니 메베게 안 디 지간 저기 데니기 디니들 콤베 갑라 어디 미디 디미디 강아시고 콜로 야판도 럭과 지구고래 셈베 삼다베네 니기 미교와 마이데인 셈 초르고래 초아래 차고래 그래서네 다디디 유디를 제지도 오네지 디미디는 텔라 제주 내게 탑람당고를 곰베갑리아 셈디 셴리아 럭과 지구 팬바 지구 셈베 삼당에도 디미디는 제지 내바들 바시 지구로 와 제산디 셈 초아래 디서 디네 셈 초아
The third fault or obstacle to development of concentration that is mentioned here is that of distraction, or in the newer translation, mental wandering. So both terms are good. It's a mind that wavers, that's distracted or wanders from the object of meditation. So it's very similar to excitement or agitation, but excitement specifically is related to attachment in that it's something that we delight in, we enjoy, we like, and then we're distracted to it. But here distraction is broader. It includes objects or things that we dislike. So we're trying to meditate and hold something single-pointedly, but we are drawn to something that was said or a particular event, and a mind of aversion arises. This wouldn't be an illustration of excitement, but rather of distraction. The function is the same. Our mind is drawn from the object. So anger or aversion would be included within distraction or mental wavering, mental wandering. So too would pride. When pride arises, this would turn us away from our object of meditation. But even virtuous minds will be included here in distraction. If, for example, the thought arises, I need to help someone. I need to be there for someone. There's someone who needs me now. I need to stop meditating and go and do something. This is a distraction. This is an illustration of mental wavering or distraction, even though it is virtuous, because it is drawing us from the cultivation of single points of concentration, it is an illustration of distraction. All three of these, to use the usual translations, lethargy, laxity, and distraction. Or the words we have here, dullness, agitation, and distraction, these need to be abandoned. For my explanation of these obstacles through the cultivation of single points of concentration, namely lethargy, laxity, and excitement or distraction, I'm sure you would have come across these countless times in your own meditation, so you'll have experience of how they weaken the strength of the virtuous minds that we accumulate in our meditation. So therefore, these minds are not only obstacles to the accumulation of single points of concentration, but they are obstacles to our cultivation of virtue. And whilst, of course, we do accumulate great stores of merit in our meditation, the role of these mental factors, of these minds, serves to weaken the quality and the strength of our virtuous minds. Therefore, we all need to abandon these. And when one abandons them entirely through the cultivation of single points of concentration, then, due to the absence of these obstacles, and having this now powerful, concentrated mind, whatever virtuous mind we are cultivating will be incredibly powerful, and thereby our mental transformation and the virtue we accumulate will be immense. So therefore, to aid our rapid mental transformation and our powerful accumulation of virtue, we need to cultivate calm abiding. This is important for all of us.
原点的一个三大的他们的背后的三倍的你给说说让人给点那个套了呀那几个腿吧腿腿吧腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿腿 ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニアの人たちが、ジュニア tandalia, so to Changi tandal, Dunga Katu, Yuana, Kavaka, Mindus, Bedinigi, Dunga, Pa, Letanjipa, and Chesu, Sueva, Sue Tuba, Chese, and the Shara Pamper to Tukichi is the Bigida, not some Lu Changa, Dinga to do Changu with the Rodan Shasa, or the Dinigita and some Tanda Dinishido.
Whatever topic of Dharma you hear teachings on, so tonight was joyous perseverance and concentration. But whatever topic, whether it's love, compassion, ethical restraint, generosity, patience, whichever, the presentation will always include an emphasis on the benefits of cultivating this particular virtuous quality and the faults of remaining with this quality not further developed within us. The purpose of this style of presentation is because the purpose of the style of presentation is because mental transformation can only become about independent on our own efforts, and for ourselves to make the required effort to transform mentally, we need knowledge, including the benefits of the benefits of particular practices in order to give rise to the wish to cultivate them within ourselves. Spiritual development, mental transformation, is something that we each individually have to do ourselves. We do it independent on others, our spiritual community, our teachers, and so forth. But we have to do it ourselves. It can't be done for us. Therefore, it's up to us to hear the teachings on the benefits, to internalize them through reflecting on them, and to continue to do so in order to give rise to a powerful determination that I have to develop this particular good quality, as well as that one and that one, seeing how they work together. Without giving rise to the determination to develop particular good qualities, they will not come about, because they come about independent on our efforts. And our efforts come about independent on hearing information and reflecting on that information. So therefore, in the context of calm abiding, we need to come to know the wide variety of qualities that calm abiding entails. For example, overcoming the obstacles such as laxity, lethargy, and distraction. Thereby, all our virtuous qualities we can develop in a powerful and transformative manner, in particular, the wisdom realizing emptiness, and thereby be able to cut the root cause of all our suffering and gain mental freedom from pain, and also thereby to help others through being transformed, to help others in an ever greater way. Hearing about these benefits, reflecting on them again and again, one will want to overcome our obstacles so as to develop all good qualities. So too, with joyous perseverance, hearing about the benefits, reflecting on them again and again, so that one approaches all one's virtuous endeavors with a new attitude, in particular, approaches our obstacles with a new attitude, recognizing that I can overcome these, and some that are too much for me right now, set the determination to continue on our path of inner development and transformation, so that in the future I don't find them overwhelming. This practice of joyous perseverance is very similar to the practice of rejoicing. What really differentiates them is the perspective of time that they apply to. Rejoicing refers to our virtuous activities that we have already engaged in. Joyous perseverance relates to what we are engaging in now and what we will engage in. But all three serve to strengthen our heart, strengthen our courageous heart, in giving us the courage to develop good qualities and not be overcome by adverse circumstances. Therefore, what I hope you take away from this and other classes is the knowledge of these virtuous qualities, as well as the knowledge in how to develop them within yourself, and thereby all of us together engage in the same process of training our mind, and doing so not sporadically, but repeatedly over a sustained period. Because this is the proven method to transform ourselves, become the person we long to be, and to live a life of great meaning, and be a meaningful person in the life of others too. Then thank you very much. We'll conclude there for tonight. Thank you very much.